Hello, and welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness in the U.S. economy, the world economy, and the economy within each of us for all things known and unknown, and how we respond to all things financial, and to do so under grace. We do this by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity who we are, to be living instruments of peace. Welcome to the Sacred Circle. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm here to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 179. Stop beating up on yourself. Recognize that you are doing your best. Stop beating up on yourself. Recognize that you are doing your best. You know, the word beating, we think of in terms of a physical action, to strike repeatedly, to pound, to whip. And really, this is a mental beating. When we replay a situation or a choice or a decision or an action or a set of words over and over again, as if we are pounding ourselves over and over and making ourselves wrong repeatedly, because the word beating up on is also about defeating. So I want you to recognize that every time you replay in your mind that mental movie over and over again about what you wish you had done, what you didn't do, what went wrong, if you'd only know, how did I get here? This is a mental flogging. It has no choice but to beat you down. It has no choice but to be self-defeating. This doesn't help you. This doesn't make you a better person. This does not help you be aligned with God's will. This is an ego, an act of ego, an act of personality, where you are using your mental power, but it's not for good. It's not for good unless we are told you recognize that you are doing your best. When you do that, when you come from that place, then you do it once. You may reflect back on what happened, what your choice was, how you responded. If it didn't feel right, and that's the only reason that you are repeating that movie in your head about what happened, because you have a feeling that there was a better choice. And it's about recognizing that is so, and then simply replay that movie. Your subconscious mind, you see, does not know the truth. It only knows what you present. So if you present over and over that you did wrong, then you'll be repeating wrong action. And if you choose to replay that movie and now change the ending, act differently when you review this in your mind's eye, perhaps before you go to sleep, you play back the day, and there's something you really don't have a good feeling about, don't ignore it. Don't beat it down. Don't keep repeating it. Don't keep telling yourself you did it wrong. Pause. We're told stop. And I say to you, replay the movie with a different outcome. Replay the movie with a different choice. How would you do it again, given another opportunity? And I promise you, you will be given another opportunity for that or something very like it. So you train yourself to choose a higher choice, knowing that you know more now than you did in that moment. It's just that simple. You were doing the best you knew how to do at that point, but when you did it, your inner self knew something was off. So that was like a lesson, a warning, a wake-up, a nudge. There's another way. There's another way. Check it out. And so be the curious child, not the taskmaster, and say, okay, what's the better way? And then allow yourself, kind of in a dream state, to replay, how could I have done this differently? Come up with one, two, three different choices. So you come up with one that feels right, and that's what you're to hold on to. And given the new opportunity that will show up, surely it will show up, to choose again something that will be as frustrating or as difficult, to choose again. You will have built into you a memory to choose a higher path. You will recognize, oh yes. So you accept whatever was instead of making yourself wrong. Simply accept it. Forgive yourself. You did the best you knew how to do. Even when you knew better, you still in that moment, for whatever reason, chose that action. And now you have another chance to choose again, to choose to respond from a higher place. In doing so, we recreate ourselves. You see, we're transforming inside and outside all the time, with every thought, with every feeling. And so even playing back whatever happened that you did not care for how you responded, it was upsetting. It was frustrating. It came to nothing. It came maybe to a perceived loss. In replaying this movie, you are implanting, if you will, into your cellular memory a different outcome, a higher outcome. And that's the energy your body holds. Healing starts with our feelings. So rather than holding on and beating ourselves up repeatedly with what we do not like, not about them, about how we responded to them or that. It's never about them. It's our emotional response. Choose a higher response, even if it's replaying back the movie with a different action on your part. A different response. And sometimes the best response is doing nothing. Do not get charged or hooked by another. Stay centered in your spirit. Stay centered in your truth. And the reason we get upset is because we recognize that we stepped out of that place. We stepped out of being the child, the divine, beautiful, confident child of God who we are. And we embodied someone we wish we did not know, even if it was for just a brief moment. And that's the real mental and emotional upset. Let it go. Recognize, accept, admit, acknowledge. That wasn't your highest self responding. That was a personality self, a part of you that is still learning, relearning how to support and stay centered in your spirit self. When you love yourself for all your choices, that's when we consistently can be at our best. Love yourself for even choosing something that almost as soon as you did it, you know it did not feel right. It wasn't really right. And yet, it was. It was for you to learn, as they say, this lesson. To listen inside, stay calm, and if you're not sure the right step, do nothing. Pause. Stay quiet till you can be at peace and hear that inner voice that moves you forward under grace. So we'll keep this message in mind as we begin today's meditation. I invite you now to go inside, breathe ever so gently, nice, long, gentle breaths into your heart center. Raise up your arms, spread them out wide, as if you do recognize again your pure angelic being. These are your angel wings. And in the human experience, they are our arms. Raise them up. Allow your chest to expand. And that much more divine healing breath to flow in you, and also much more space to release all that is not of you. Toxic breath, toxic thoughts, toxic feelings. Let them all go now. Breathe in complete knowingness, peace, love, harmony, prosperity. Breathe them in one at a time or all at once. Breathe them in. Float into your heart center. And as you do, let go any of those actions, parts of yourself that do not feel peace. Release any of those ways you responded to things in the past, whether it was yesterday or 10 years ago. Any experience that comes up in your mind again, perhaps came up in our inspirational talk this morning, simply release them back to the nothingness from where they came. As you breathe in pure love, pure, pure love, there is no room in your heart for love and something else. Breathe in this love and allow it to expand out in every direction within the cosmos, within you now. Slow down your breath, even slower. Be conscious of your breath in and out. Be grateful for this divine healing energy, this life force that is your divine right. In and out. Watch your breath. Imagine it in your mind's eye. Being drawn into your heart center. See it as light coming into you, like a ray from the sun or the moon, knowing exactly where to go, deep within your heart center. And as it goes into your heart center, flowing perfectly, notice the light inside and the light outside becoming one. And this huge ball of light is who you are inside. As you focus on this light coming from your breath, traveling deep inside, connecting with the light of the life force, who you are within you now. It's as if someone turned on the light, the radio set inside of you, shining brighter and brighter and brighter. Right now, feel that warmth. Feel that peace. As the light inside glows so brightly now. It's like a perfect day at the beach. The sun is shining. The air is warm. There's a gentle breeze. You hear the ocean simply lapping up at the shore. Perfect calm rhythm, and you are there now. There's a glow in the sky. You are surrounded by this now. there's a warmth that seems to embrace you. And you have a willingness to step into the water, for it feels so warm and relaxing. And you do one step after another, and it welcomes you. Deeper and deeper you go, and it's calm. It's warm. It feels like you are one with this water at the shore. You feel safe. The sun is shining. The land is below your feet. And yet, you are floating in this water. You feel secure knowing Mother, Father, God are all around you. It's an instinctive knowing. The land and the water and the sun, all there, all at once. So you may be floating in this pure, healing water. And yet you know at any moment, may put your feet down and you're on solid ground. It may feel a little bit shifting, but it's solid. You know it is. And it brings you peace. And you may float again. Simply let go. Letting go into the sea. This beautiful sea of healing water. Allowing all that is within the sea, all the salts and minerals to heal you now, to flush out any and all thoughts, feelings that are other than this pure feeling of love, simply by stepping into the sea. The water does the work. What constitutes the water does the work. The water floats in and out. Bathing waves, flushing out all the toxic thoughts, experienced feelings you've been holding on to for so long. All the thoughts and feelings, beliefs, if you will, that have taken you away from your true beingness, the divine child of God who you are, the child that knows all is well, and whatever happens, happens for your good. And if you chose something that did not feel right, release it now. Whatever it is that you recall, release that now. Recognize it was not your higher self responding. It was simply the personality self, the part of you that forgot that you are always safe. Part of you who listened to human thoughts of fear and doom and gloom and not enough. Let those things go now. Allow the healing waves with their higher vibrational minerals to simply wash out, dissolve under grace those old, worn out, not serving you well now or ever thoughts and beliefs. And allow yourself to choose again. That time when you took it personal, let it go. Choose love. Choose a different response now. Choose a different response for yourself now. That time when you acted from fear, not enough, someone was there to hurt you or harm you, or so you thought. Let that go. Let that go under grace now. Recognize, acknowledge that it serves you not. It doesn't matter yesterday. Choose now. What is your response now? Choose from love. Feel love. Choose love. How do you know you would respond today? That is your truth. Choose from your love self, your heart self, your higher self. As you forgive your ego personality self, who knew no better at that moment and truly did the best that part of you knew at that moment. You knew instantly it was wrong. It felt wrong. You've held this pain for so long. That's how you know. Let it go. Let it go with love. And choose differently now. Choose from a higher place. And if the answer is not clear, choose nothing. Be powerful, standing on this, what appears to be shifting ground. It's simply the sand below your feet when you're floating in the sea of love. Recognize what it is, and when you do, you'll feel solid again. Let the doubt go. Become strong, even when the decision is not clear, by choosing to pause. Not reacting, simply pause. Become calm. Step away from whatever brings doubt and confusion. Walk in beauty, in peace, in harmony again. And when you're ready, you may find that the decision was exactly nothing. And that what appeared to be frustrating and urgent will simply go away. Breathing into your heart center, knowing this higher way, knowing that your job here is to float. Float in this wonderful, embracing, warm sea of love, knowing always Mother Earth is there, Father Sun is there, God is in your heart, and you are always one with all that is great, all that is for your highest and best good, now and forever. Choose love. Choose to play in the sea of love, feeling safe at all times, knowing your lightness. Choose to respond from this lightness, this floating self. Embraced with love. Breathe into your heart center and see that golden light inside of you, where the Mother Earth and Father Sun join in your center, Mother, Father, God, who you are, the child, the perfect child of God, who you are, feeling love for this being who is you. Recognizing your true essence. And from this place of wholeness, see this light, feel this light inside of you, radiating out as a wholeness, 360 degrees, all around, in and through you now. And focus now on any part of your life outside of you. And send out 360 rays radiating love light from your heart center now on this situation. Financial decisions and choices. Concerns about enough, next right steps, personal, professional, family, friends, acquaintances, in your community, in the world. Major decisions are being made in the world. Right now, even in the United States Congress, they're making decisions to rework, rewrite law to, in quote, prevent the economic crisis that this country experienced this past October. It didn't just happen in October. That's when the earthquake erupted. That's when the lid popped off the volcano. It was there. People chose to look the other way until the masses were affected. And like a domino effect from one country to the other, for we are all interconnected at every level, big and small, investors and non-investors. Right now, shine this incredible ball of light who you are right there in Washington, D.C., where they are rewriting law now. Send your love. They will choose a higher wisdom. They will choose to truly choose to recognize, to accept, to admit, to acknowledge actions that were not of love, but allowed greed and corruption. They deliberately chose greed and corruption. They chose to be little selves and not take on the big guys, whoever they are, to the seeming detriment of all beings. Send your love, 360 degrees, a pure love essence on Washington, D.C. right now. They will choose again, and they will choose a higher path. They will choose love. They will choose strength. They will choose confidence in each of us to do our true highest best. And from that, wherever you are, choosing to send love and light to your national government officials, to recognize, to admit what they've allowed to happen. And as they rewrite law to choose a higher path, come to your cities, for they are under strain too. Send them love. Choose wherever you live now. Your cities and counties and regions. Send those government leaders love to have the inner strength to choose a higher path, the path of love, path of strength based on love, love and more love, and letting go all that other stuff. If they too make choices and rewrite their laws for all things financial. For all benefits that you receive from the city or not are based on economies. And that's why we're here doing this work. It starts with us inside. And now it's time to come back into your inner being. Reconnect with that ball of golden white light inside of you. Feel yourself grounded, even if it seems like shifting sands beneath your feet. Know that you are strong. You are united with your divine mother, father, self, self. Mother, father, God, self. You are one. You shape our future now, today, right now. It starts with you and your choice to choose love. Choose to be one with this light. Feel it. Recognize it again. Go forth in peace, harmony, and prosperity. You'll make many choices today and every day, big and small. Remember this feeling. Choose love. All is well. And if by chance you make another choice, don't beat yourself up. Recognize the truth of what happened. Let it go with love and choose again. Come back into your center. Remember your divine self, your true, invincible self. Choose again. Choose love. And now, as we began, be conscious of your breath, breathing in love, peace, harmony, and prosperity. Bring your hands together in prayer position. And say to yourself, all parts of you, I bless you and thank you. Namaste. And so it is. Namaste. Carla, would you like to share with us this morning? Thank you.
Let's choose again. Choose love, peace, harmony, prosperity, and grace. Thank you. Amen.
And so it is. Amen.